This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing tips for when you're exhausted before the conversation even starts. How to listen well when you have nothing left to give. In short, patient hearing when you're exhausted is not about summoning energy you do not have. It is about using a short, deliberate process to protect the quality of your listening before depletion takes over. Preparation before the conversation matters more than willpower during it. Your goal is to understand one specific thing, not to solve everything at once. A handful of targeted techniques can carry you through even when your reserves are empty. Definition patient hearing tips are practical strategies that help you listen with sustained, genuine attention during a difficult conversation, especially when exhaustion, frustration, or emotional depletion would otherwise cause you to react before you have truly understood what the other person is saying. There's a particular kind of dread that sits in your chest before a hard conversation with a difficult person. You have not even walked into the room yet, and you are already worn through. Maybe it has been a grinding week. Maybe this is the fourth time you're having the same conversation. Maybe the person you're about to face has a talent for making you feel smaller than you walked in. Whatever the reason, you're starting at a deficit, and patient hearing, the one skill that could actually help you, feels completely out of reach. I have been there. I've sat in that corridor, hand on the door handle, telling myself to stay calm, knowing full well I had nothing left. And I have walked in and made a mess of it, because I was reacting to my own exhaustion rather than actually listening to the person in front of me. Patient hearing is not a soft skill. It is a discipline. And like any discipline, it can be learned and prepared for, even on your worst days. This article gives you a working process for exactly that situation, the conversation you are dreading before it has even started. Why exhaustion is the enemy of listening. Here is the truth of it. Fatigue does not just slow you down. It distorts what you hear. When you're depleted, your brain begins filling in gaps with assumption. You hear the first few words someone says, and your mind leaps ahead to what it expects the rest to be. You are no longer listening to what is actually being said. You are listening to a version your tired brain has assembled from past arguments, old resentments, and the particular tone of voice that has wound you up before. That is not a character flaw. It is biology. Exhaustion shrinks the gap between hearing something and reacting to it, and patient hearing lives in precisely that gap. It is the pause between input and response, and when you're running on empty, that pause all but disappears. The good news is that you can rebuild it, even temporarily, even when the tank is nearly dry. But it requires a specific approach. Willpower alone will not save you. Intention without a method is just a wish. What needs to be true before you walk in? Before any step-by-step process can help you, one thing must be in place. You need a sliver of time before the conversation begins. Even 3 minutes will do. If you're being ambushed, if someone corners you in a hallway and you genuinely have no space, your first task is to create it. Say, I want to give this the attention it deserves. Can we find 5 minutes to sit down properly? That sentence alone is an act of patient hearing, because it signals that you intend to show up fully rather than half present. If you are walking into a scheduled conversation with a difficult person who has already cost you a great deal of energy, use the pre-conversation window deliberately. Do not spend it rehearsing arguments. Do not replay the last difficult exchange. Use it to reset. Understanding why difficult conversations stall before they even begin is worth reading in its own right. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy gets into the cost of avoidance in detail, and it will sharpen your understanding of why showing up, even when depleted, matters so much. A step-by-step process for patient hearing under strain. This is a sequence. Follow it in order. Do not skip the early steps because they feel too simple. Number 1. Reset your body before you reset your mind. Sit or stand up straight. Take 3 slow breaths, longer on the exhale than the inhale. This is not meditation theatre. It is a physical interrupt that reduces the cortisol your exhaustion has been feeding. Your body is the instrument you listen with, and a tense, shallow breathing body hears defensively. 2 minutes of deliberate physical reset can change the quality of your attention more than any mental preparation can. Number 2. Set one narrow goal for the conversation. Not resolve this. Not make them understand. One clear, achievable goal. Understand one specific thing this person believes or needs that you do not currently understand. Write it down if you need to. Having a single point of focus conserves your attention. Exhaustion scatters attention across everything at once. A narrow goal keeps you anchored. For example, I want to understand what specifically they feel was unfair about last week's decision. That is your North Star for the conversation. Everything else is secondary. Number 3. Open with a question, not a position. The most common mistake exhausted people make is walking in armed. They have mentally rehearsed what they want to say, and they lead with it. This triggers the other person's defenses immediately, and you're now in a debate rather than a conversation. Instead, open with a genuine question. Before I say anything, I want to hear your perspective on what happened. Can you walk me through it from your side? Then stop talking. That opening does 2 things. It gives the other person a sense of being taken seriously, which reduces their aggression. And it gives you something concrete to listen to, which is easier on a depleted brain than managing a free-form argument. Number 4. Use the one breath rule before you respond. Every time the other person finishes a point, take one breath before you speak. Just one. It is invisible to them. But that breath creates the pause that exhaustion tries to eliminate. In that breath, ask yourself, did I actually hear what they just said? Were I about to respond to what I expected them to say? This single habit can catch reactive listening before it does damage. Number 5. Paraphrase once before you counter. Before you push back on anything, reflect back what you heard. Not sarcastically. Not as a tactic. As a genuine check. So what I'm hearing is that you felt left out of that decision entirely. Is that right? This serves 2 purposes. It confirms your understanding is accurate, which matters when exhaustion is distorting your signal. And it shows the other person that you were genuinely listening, which often softens what comes next. When dealing with persistent interpersonal tension, this step is especially important. How unmet needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy gives you language for exactly the kinds of things you are likely to hear when you paraphrase, and the real need finally surfaces. Number 6. Name your limit honestly if you feel yourself losing the thread. There will be moments when you feel yourself starting to drift, when the combination of fatigue and emotional load pulls your attention sideways. Do not fake it. Say something like, I want to make sure I'm following this properly. Can you give me a moment to catch up? That is not weakness. It is an act of respect for the conversation. Pretending to listen when you've stopped is far more destructive than admitting you need a pause. Number 7. Close with a summary, not a solution. At the end of the conversation, resist the urge to solve everything on the spot. Exhaustion pushes us toward false closure. We agree to things we have not thought through, or we make promises we cannot keep just to get out of the room. Instead, summarize what you heard and what you both agree to examine further. What I've taken from this is X. I want to think about that properly before we decide anything. Can we meet again on Thursday? This keeps the conversation moving without forcing a resolution your depleted state is not equipped to handle well. When the other person is the reason you are drained. Some difficult conversations are hard because the topic is sensitive. Others are hard because the person across from you has a specific talent for depleting you. They interrupt constantly. They reframe everything as your fault. They wear you down through sheer repetition. In these situations, the step-by-step process above still applies, but you need one additional preparation. Before you enter the room, identify the specific thing this person does that most disrupts your listening, and prepare a single response for when it happens. If they interrupt, let me finish, and then I want to hear your response properly. If they escalate into blame, I hear that you're frustrated. I want to understand the specific issue, not assign blame. Can we try that? Having this phrase ready means you're not inventing a response under fire. You have already done that work outside the room, when you had more to give. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy has strong guidance on opening framing that reduces defensive escalation from the first sentence, which is worth preparing alongside your response script. Understanding how the body responds under this kind of pressure is useful too. When someone is being persistently difficult, both of you can slide into a state where genuine listening becomes neurologically harder. What is the amygdala hijack? And how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explains the mechanism and signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time helps you recognize when it is happening in the room. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three things people get wrong when they are running on empty. These are the patterns I have seen most often, including in myself. The mistake: pushing through without any preparation, trusting willpower to carry the conversation. Why it happens: we underestimate how much exhaustion affects our perception, not just our energy. What to do instead? Use the 3-minute reset before you walk in. Every time. No exceptions. Willpower without preparation is like trying to run on ice. The mistake: listening to reply rather than listening to understand. Why it happens: when we are tired, we revert to survival mode. We protect our position rather than explore theirs. What to do instead? Apply the one breath rule and paraphrase before countering. These two habits disrupt the reflex. The mistake: forcing a resolution in the same conversation. Why it happens: exhaustion wants the discomfort to end. We confuse closing the conversation with closing the conflict. What to do instead? Summarize, confirm the next step, and close without demanding a decision. That is not avoidance. That is protecting the quality of the outcome. For a broader look at why avoidance and false closure both damage relationships over time, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy, and how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy, are worth reading together. Your patient hearing checklist for depleted days. Keep this somewhere you can reach it before a hard conversation. Before you enter the room: I have identified one specific thing I want to understand from this person. I have taken 3 slow breaths and reset my physical posture. I have prepared my response to the thing this person does that most disrupts my listening. During the conversation, I opened with a question, not a position. I used the one breath pause before every response. I paraphrased at least once before I countered anything. When I lost the thread, I named it honestly rather than faking attention. When closing, I summarized what I heard, not just what I wanted to say. I agreed to a next step rather than forcing a resolution I was not equipped to make. If you can check 6 of these 9 items on a depleted day, you have done more than most people manage even when they are fresh. The ground holds even when you are weary. Patience under exhaustion is not a gift some people have and others do not. It is a skill built through specific, repeatable actions. In my 60 years of difficult conversations, the ones I handled worst were almost always the ones I walked into unprepared, thinking I could manage on instinct alone. I could not. Nobody can. Not consistently. Not when the soil under the conversation is already unstable. The process in this article will not make a difficult conversation easy. It will make it possible. It will protect the quality of your listening on the days when everything in you wants to react rather than hear. And over time, applying these patient hearing tips will do something else. It will rebuild your trust in your own capacity to stay present, even when you're running low. That trust, earned through practice, is worth more than any amount of natural talent. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing tips for exhausted conversations? Patient hearing tips for exhausted conversations start with physical preparation. Reset your body before entering the room. Then commit to one brief silence before responding. Paraphrase what you heard and ask one clarifying question. These 4 actions keep you present even when your energy is low. How do you practice patient hearing when you are emotionally drained? You practice patient hearing when emotionally drained by reducing the cognitive demands on yourself. Prepare a short mental script for how you will open the conversation. Use deliberate breathing to slow your reactivity and focus on understanding one point at a time rather than the whole situation at once. Why is patient hearing so hard when you are tired? Patient hearing is hard when you are tired because exhaustion narrows attention and amplifies irritability. Your brain defaults to reactive listening, where you respond to tone and assumption rather than actual words. Fatigue shortens the gap between hearing something and reacting to it, and that gap is where patient hearing lives. Can you do patient hearing with a difficult person when you are already frustrated? Yes, but you need a preparation step first. Before entering the conversation, name the frustration privately so it does not control you inside the room. Then set a narrow goal. Understand one specific thing the other person believes. That limited target makes patient hearing achievable even under frustration. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying quiet? Patient hearing is active, not passive. Staying quiet means withholding your words while your mind races ahead. Patient hearing means directing your attention to what the other person is actually saying, tracking their meaning and holding your own reactions aside long enough to understand before you respond. How long does patient hearing need to last in a difficult conversation? Patient hearing does not need to last the entire conversation. In most difficult exchanges, 5 to 10 minutes of genuinely attentive listening at the start is enough to shift the dynamic. Once the other person feels heard, the conversation becomes less defensive and easier for both of you to manage. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Sleep Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.